Yes, Fergie, now. Will the Senate please come to order? Members, please note their presence by voting. Doris, have you... Secretary, please take the roll. Will the Senate please rise for prayer? Lay Rabbi Danny Plotnick.
Let us pray. O Lord God, in thy abundant mercy, we have been preserved during this session. May this moment of prayer awaken within us a sense of our dependence upon thee. May we learn to know that in loving and serving our fellow men, we are loving and serving thee. Amen.
Senator, please come back, daughter. Will the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 142nd legislative day.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Journal for the 142nd legislative day be approved to certify.
Hearing no objection, the Journal is certified. This brings us down to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Do we have any messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Do we have any messages from the other house?
Messages of June 3. The House adopted the Free Conference Committee report. Thus, Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 315, investment of state funds and bank charges for cashing state checks or warrants, passed the House. The Senate passed that yesterday. The Speaker made the following change on the Free Conference Committee members on SB 365 amended and HCS SB 365 liquor bills. Representative Anderson is changed to Representative McKinnon, so it would now be Representative Parr, Chairman, Representative McKinnon, Representative Barnes. The House concurred in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill 686, donors of food to nonprofit organizations, thus SCS CSHB 686 amended Senate, relating to the protection of the public health, passed the House. Therefore, the Free Conference Committee on this is disbanded. The House passed SB 573, continuing the existence of the Board of Marine Pilots and amending the law relating to its powers and responsibilities. This has been sent to enrolling. The House failed to recede from its amendment to SB 577 amended, Alaska Public Utilities Commission, namely HCS SB 577 Finance amended House. The Speaker appointed the following members to a Free Conference Committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate. Representative Munson, Chairman, Representatives McKinnon and Bettesworth. Senate members are Senator Bradley, Chairman, Senators Sturzulewski and Kelly. Message of June 3. The House passed Senate Bill 23, Unemployment Insurance Coverage for Employees of the State and its Political Subdivisions, with the following amendment. House Committee substitute SB 23, amended House, unemployment insurance, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 23, amended House. Mr. President, spoke with the prime sponsor of the measure. The House's amendment to the bill was the exclusion of church-owned activities. That was it.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 23 as amended by the House, shall the Senate concur? Member Smith, seat to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 4 absent.
And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendments, namely House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 23 as amended by the House.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the concurrence of House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 23, amended House, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
The House passed Senate Bill Number 26, Credited Service Under the Public Employees Retirement System, with the following amendment: HCSSB 26 Finance, Public Employees Benefits Program, amending the duties of the Public Employees Retirement Board and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 26 and request the body to vote no.
That's two. Please come back, daughter. I have enough trouble keeping people on the floor, kids. Don't knock one of them out. Will the Senate please come back to order? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments, namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 26? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows one yea, 17 nays.
And so the Senate has failed to concur in House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 26. At this time, I'd like to appoint a free conference committee composed of Senators Tillian, Bennett, Mealon.
The House passed Senate Bill 112, amended, Corporate Dissolution and Reinstatement and Fees Paid by Businesses and Corporations, with the following amendment: HCSSB 112, Regulation of Corporations and Businesses under AS 10, and transmitted for consideration.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 112. Spoken with the Commerce Chairman, he says the changes are acceptable.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, I'd like to have a little communication as to the changes. I had not had a chance to read this, and I'd ask if this could put it on the calendar for no objection.
Bottom of the House messages?
Just at the bottom of the calendar this morning. Hearing no objection, Senate Bill 112 will be held till the bottom of this morning's calendar.
The House passed Senate Bill Number 165, Special Appropriation to the Mortgage Insurance Fund of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, with the following amendment: HCSSB 165, Appropriations for Operating and Capital Expenses Related to Telecommunications.
Now, Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 165 and request the body to vote no.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate concur, namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 165? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 nays, 2 absent.
And so the Senate has failed to concur in House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 165. At this time, I would like to appoint a free conference committee composed of Senators Ferguson, Sackett, Curtula.
The House passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 509, Rules Amended, Establishing Telecommunications Divisions in the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, transferring telecommunication functions to those divisions and changing the name of the department to the Department of Telecommunications, with the following amendment: HCSCSSB 509 Finance, amended House, establishing telecommunication divisions in the Department of Administration and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 509 amended House and request the body to vote no.
I'm ready for the question. The question is, shall Senate concur in the House amendments, namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 509 amended by the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 nays and 3 absent.
And so the Senate has failed to concur in House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 509 amended by the House. At this time, I would like to appoint a free conference committee composed of Senators Ferguson, Sackett, and Curtula.
The House passed Senate Bill number 550 amended professional licensing and to the practice of pharmacy with the following amendment, HCS SB 550, and transmitted for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 550. Mr. President, I spoke with Chairman of the Hess Committee. He says the changes are acceptable.
I'm ready for the question.
What are the changes? All I got is a copy.
Senator Hackney.
Basically, the change that the House made put a provision in there for stores to sell over-the-counter drugs such as aspirin and buffarin and non-prescription-style drugs.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall the Senate concur in House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 550? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 3 absent.
And so the Senate has concurred in House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 550. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on concurrence, House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 550 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
The House failed to concur with the Senate amendment to HB 615, exemption from municipal property taxation, namely HB 615 amended Senate, exemption from municipal property taxation, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from this amendment.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to namely House Bill 615 amended Senate and request the body to vote no.
The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 615 as amended by the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 1 yea, 16 nays.
This time I would like to
finalize the
roll. And so the Senate has failed to recede from its amendments to House Bill 615 as amended by the Senate. At this time I would like to appoint a free conference committee composed of Senators Farenkamp, Bradley, Stimson.
The House passed the following and transmitted for consideration, Committee Substitute for House Bill number 688 Rules by the Rules Committee, an act authorizing the Commissioner of Natural Resources to acquire certain timber cutting rights.
Finance.
Okay. Those are the messages from the House this morning.
That brings us down to communications. Do we have any communications?
We have no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, could we be at ease for 1 minute?
Take up the consent calendar and we'll recess.
What, where do you want to start off?
We're just going to pull right on two standing committees, that one special committee, and do the citation form, and that's it.
Okay. We under standing committee report?
The Rules Committee considers Senate Bill 587, professional geologists, and recommends it be placed on the Wednesday calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Tillian and Ziegler. This appears on today's calendar. The Resources Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution Number 72, requesting the Governor to take steps to prevent and mitigate the effects of the anticipated financial emergency in fish harvesting industry in the state, and reports it back with as follows. Senator Sumner, Chairman, and Senator Dank were assigned no recommendation. Senators Curtula, Mulcahy, and Bennett signed do pass. HCR 72 has no further referral.
Cool.
The Judiciary Committee considered HB 949, annulling 15 AAC 05410, and a majority of the committee reports it back without recommendation. Senator Ziegler, Chairman, signed do pass. Signing no recommendation were Senators Ray, Meelan, and Bennett. HB 949 has no further referral.
Rules.
Those are the standing committee reports this morning.
Any special committee reports?
June 2, 1980, Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the Free Conference Committee considering HB 945 and HB 945 amended Senate interest rates on geo bonds recommends that Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 945, an act relating to interest rates on state bonds and notes and providing for an effective date, be adopted. Signed, Senators Rohde, Chairman, Senators Mulcahy, and Sturgiluski. Representative Rogers, Chairman, Representative Smith, and Branson.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 945.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 945. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 2 nays.
And so the Senate has adopted Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 945. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 945 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hear no objection. The effective date clause is adopted. Are there any introductions?
No, I can go right down to the citation calendar if you like.
That brings us to the daily calendar.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that we address the citation consent calendar. Mr. President, I'd move that the Senate adopt the citation consent calendar.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the consent citation calendar is adopted. Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate recess to a call of the chair 1 p.m.
Objection noted. Senator
I'll amend my motion to 1:30.
Yeah. Poor Senator Ray. But if those of you who are on free conference committee would approach it as if there was no tomorrow. I agree. Senator, please come to order. Senator Rohde. Anchorage Caucus in the Belts Room. Senate stands in recess. Senate, please come back to order.
We have two receive messages from the House and to appoint an FCC. But we don't want to receive just from an FCC. Okay, this is Fergie's call. Considered sponsor substitute for House concurrent resolution number 45, senior citizen tax exemption, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Bennett, and Sumner. HCR 45 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered House concurrent resolution number 71, approving sale of royalty gas to the municipality of Anchorage, and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Holman and Sumner signed due pass. Senators Ray and Bennett signed no recommendation. HCR 71 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Resources Committee considered Committee Substitute for House Bill 205, Prevention and Control of Oil Pollution, and reports it back as follows. Senator Sumner, Chairman, and Senators Mulcahy, Bennett, and Meehan signed no recommendation. Senators Fahrenkamp and Curtula signed do pass, and Senator Dankworth signed do not pass. CSHB 205 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered House Bill number 381, supplemental appropriation to cover salary increases for state employees covered by a collective bargaining agreement, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute with a new title, and reports it back as follows. Senator Hackney, Chairman, and Senator Hackney and Senator Sumner signed due pass. Senators Holman, Ray, and Curtula signed no recommendation. HB 381 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered Committee Substitute for House Bill number 392 amended, Domestic Violence and Changing Rules 3, 65, and 76 Rules of Civil Procedure, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee Substitute and a majority. It has no due pass on it. Signing no recommendation with Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring with Senators Holman, Ray, Curtula, Bennett, Hackney, and Sumner. This has come out of the Judiciary Committee and has a due pass, however. 392 Rule. Has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered Committee Substitute for House Bill number 605, Participation in the State Program of Supplemental Employee Benefits, and reports it back without recommendation. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Holman, Ray, Curtula, Bennett, Hackney, and Sumner. This bill does not have a due pass. Do you want to say that little motion or not?
What's the number of that, Mr. President?
Committee Substitute for House Bill 605, State Program of Supplemental Employee Benefits.
I would move that it could be placed in rules.
That takes 11 votes. Is that one you're familiar with? You want to take a look at it. Maybe it's one we don't even want. Stands at ease. Senator, please come back to order.
This is we're ready with this.
It's at the bottom.
Would you like this?
Madam Secretary.
The Finance Committee considered a committee substitute for House Bill number 670, Finance. Is that the one you're on?
Whoops.
Where's my 605?
605.
Where'd it go?
605.
Yes. Do you have it? That's not it. Probably here, Mr. President, somewhere in this pile. Here it is. Senator Sackett, chairman, signed due pass on 605, and Senators Holman, Ray, Petula, Bennett, Hackney, and Sumner signed no recommendation. 605 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 670, Finance, making appropriations to the Department of Labor, Workman's Compensation Division, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, chairman, and Senators Holman and Sumner signed do pass. Senators Ray and Hackney signed do not pass. Senators Curtula and Bennett signed no recommendation. 670 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute House Bill Number 672, appropriation to the Department of Education for the Adult Basic Education Program, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Curtula, Bennett, Hackney, and Sumner. 672 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Rules Committee considered CSHB 710, amending and adjusting appropriations made in 1979 and 1979, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with the new title and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Curtula, and Sumner. Senators Bennett and Hackney signed no recommendation. 710 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered House Bill Number 729, amended, Works of Art and Public Facilities, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with a new title and a majority no recommendation. Senator Sackett, chairman, and Senator Curtula signed do pass, signing no recommendation. Senators Holman, Ray, Bennett, Hackney, and Sumner. 729 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 863, amended, Task Force on Fire Prevention and Control, and recommends do pass, signing Senator Sackett, chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Curtula, Hackney, and Sumner. Senator Bennett signed no recommendation. 863 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered House Bill Number 865, Civil Liability for Personal Injuries or Death Occurring on Unimproved Land, and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass with amendment. Signed, Senator Sackett, chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Bennett, and Hackney. Senators Curtula and Sumner signed no recommendation. 865 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered CSHB 962, Finance, allowing credits against fisheries taxes, and reports it back as follows with an amendment. Senator Sackett, chairman, and Senator Holman signed do pass. Senators Ray and Sumner signed do not pass. Senators Curtula and Hackney signed no recommendation. 962 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered CSHB 968, amended, maximum benefits paid as aid to families with dependent children, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with the Senate committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Petula, Hackney, and Sumner. 968 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered CSHB 969, Finance, amended, Salmon Fisheries Enhancement, and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, chairman, and Senators Holman and Sumner signed do pass. Senator Ray signed no recommendation. 969 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered CSHB 1002, Special Appropriation to the Fisheries Business Tax Donation Fund in the Department of Revenue, and reports it back with the majority no recommendation. Senator Sackett, chairman, signed do pass, no recommendation, for Senators Holman, Ray, Curtula, reduced one half, and Senator Hackney, no recommendation. House Bill 1002 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered House Bill Number 1034, approving the sale of state royalty gas to the municipality of Anchorage, and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, chairman, and Senators Holman and Sumner signed do pass. Senators Ray and Bennett signed no recommendation. 1034 has no further referral.
Rule.
Finance Committee considered CSHB 1035, legislative approval of the disposition of state royalty oil and gas, and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, chairman, and Senators Holman and Curtula signed do pass. Senators Ray, Hackney, and Sumner signed no recommendation. 1035 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Rules Committee considered the following and recommends they be placed in the first supplemental calendar. CSHB 205, Prevention and Control of Oil Pollution, HB 949, annulling 15 AAC 05-410-4, HCR 72, requesting the governor to take steps to prevent and mitigate the effects of the anticipated financial emergency and fish harvesting industry in the state. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Tillian and Ziegler. These do appear on the first supplemental calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
We want to revert to messages from the House.
Okay. The House failed to concur with the Senate amendment to HB 207, Transportation of Employees, namely SCS HB 207 amended Senate, state responsibility for the highway between the Yukon River and the Arctic Ocean, and to state management and control of resources affected by the highway between the Yukon River and the Arctic Ocean, and respectfully request the Senate to receive from this amendment. In the event the Senate fails to receive, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference committee. Representatives Parr, Chairman, Representatives Schaefer and Phillips. The machine is down. Do you want to vote by? Or else we can go out and start it up again.
All right, Mr. President, we stand at ease.
Senator, please come to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to namely Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 207, amended Senate, and request the body to vote no.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments, namely Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 207, amended by the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
Somebody changed. The roll shows 18 nays, 2 absent.
And so the Senate has failed to receive from its amendments to House Bill 207. At this time, I'll appoint a free conference committee composed of Senators Sackett, Ray, and Fertula.
Can you send the sound? I've got the message down there. No, nope. Sackett, Ray, and Fertula. The House failed to concur in the Senate amendment to CSHB 624 amended. Royalty on natural resources of the state and Alaska Royalty Oil and Gas Development Advisory Board, namely SCS CSHB 624 Finance Amended Senate. Royalty on natural resources of the state and Alaska Royalty Oil and Gas Development Advisory Board, and the qualifications of members of the Alaska Pipeline Commission. And respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment. In the event the Senate fails to recede, the Speaker appointed the following free conference committee. Representatives Miles, Chairman, Representatives McKinnon and Chatterton.
Senator Clement.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to namely Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 624, amended Senate, and request the body to vote no.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments, namely Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 624, as amended by the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 1 yea, 18 nays.
And so the Senate has failed to receive from its amendments to House Bill 624.
Understand these.
Have I announced the
vote? No, I've announced the vote, but you haven't announced the vote.
And so the Senate has failed to receive from its amendments to House Bill 624. At this time, I'd like to appoint a free conference committee composed of Senators Sumner, Meehlin, Dankwart.
Those are the messages from the House today. We don't have anything. Actually, I have a couple of House bills that we haven't thought about. Them. As I showed you, we have some free conference. What's some free conference? Special committee reports?
Yeah, special.
Mr. President, let's stand at ease, please.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that we advance to special committee reports. Mr. President, I also move that Senate Bill 112, which was placed at the bottom of today's calendar, be taken up under special committee reports at this time.
Hear no objections, so ordered.
112.
Senator Wright, I would request Senator Coletta to turn on his loudspeaker because I'm having a terrible time reading the news on this side.
Very good.
Free Conference Committee Report, June 4, 1980. You want it 1-5? The House has passed Senate Bill 112 amended. Corporate dissolution and reinstatement and fees paid by businesses and corporations with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 112. Regulation of corporations and businesses under AS 10 and transmitted for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 112.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall Senate concur in House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 112? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
And so the Senate has concurred in House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 112. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call vote on the adoption of House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 112 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
You want special
committee? We have anything to
see. Special committee report?
Would the Senate advance the special committee report?
The Free Conference Committee, June 4, 1980. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker. The Free Conference Committee considering CSHB 644 amended, creating the Alaska Statehood Commission and SCS CSHB 644 recommends Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 644 and Act creating the Alaska Statehood Commission providing for an effective date be adopted. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, Senators Tillian and Holman, Representative Rogers, Chairman, Representatives Freeman and Halford.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 644.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 644? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 4 nays.
And so the Senate has adopted Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 644. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 644 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Free Conference Committee report for June 1980. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker. The Free Conference Committee considering CSHB 947, term of office of Borough Assemblyman, and Senate Committee substitute for CSHB 947, Borough Assemblies and amending the apportionment requirements of charters of unified municipalities, recommends that Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 947, an act relating to Borough Assemblies and amending the apportionment requirements of charters of unified municipalities and providing for an effective date be adopted. Signed, Senate members, Senator Sturgiluski, Chairman, Senators Dankworth and Stimson, Representative Parker, Chairman, Representatives Malone and Branson.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 947.
You're ready for the question. The question is, shall Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 947 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
And so the Senate has adopted free conference committee substitute for House Bill 947. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of free conference committee substitute for House Bill 947 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
That's all the special committee reports we have at the moment.
That
Who stands at
East Coast? He's back here.
Next order.
Okay, we're going to do 580 again, but just not concern asked to receive because they're going to receive it.
All right, this message is from the other house. Will the Senate please revert to messages from the other house?
The House passed Senate Bill 580, Professional Licensing into the Regulation of the Practice of Medicine, with the following amendment, HCS SB 580, amended House, and transmitted for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to namely House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 580 and request the body to vote no.
Are you ready for the question?
We'll have to roll call. It's down again.
The question is, shall the House...
Shall the Senate recede?
Shall the Senate recede from its... Wait a second, I'm... well, it is the House... so the Senate concur. Do you need something here on this bill? Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. It's a concurrence.
Shall the Senate concur in the House amendments, namely House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 580? Will members proceed to vote? Secretary, please take the roll.
Senator Dankworth?
No.
Senator Fahrenkamp?
No.
Senator Ferguson?
No.
Senator Hackney?
No.
Senator Holman?
No.
Senator Kelly?
No.
Senator Curtula? Senator Meehan?
No.
Senator Mulcahy?
No.
Senator Ray? Senator Rohde?
No.
Senator Sackett? Senator Stimson?
No.
Senator Sturgiluski?
No.
Senator Sumner?
No.
Senator Bennett?
No.
Senator Bradley? Sorry, Senator Ziegler. Senator Ziegler? Senator Coletta?
No.
Senator Tillion?
No.
The roll shows 16 nays, 4 absent.
And so the Senate has failed to concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 580. Are there any more other messages from the House?
There are no other messages from the House.
This brings us down to consideration of our daily calendar.
Okay, let's send this on the page. Senate Bill number 587 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to professional geologists and providing for an effective date. Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute and reports it back as follows. Senator Bradley, Chairman, and Senator Stimson signed due pass. Senators Kelly, Sturgiluski, and Ferguson signed no recommendation. There's a Commerce Committee substitute.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the Commerce Committee substitute.
Hearing no objection, the Commerce Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 587 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to professional geologists and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 587 be considered in gross advance of third reading and placed for final passage.
Objection.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 587, an act relating to professional geologists and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Moment for Senator Ray to reach his chair. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 587 pass, the Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, one nay.
And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 587 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 587 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
There are no objection. The effective date clause is adopted. Senator, please come to order. Senator Coletta.
I give my notice of reconsideration on my vote committee substitute for Senate Bill 587 and request it to be taken up at this time.
Hear no objection. Senate Bill 587 is taken up at this time.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 587, professional geologists, and providing for an effective date and third reading on reconsideration.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 587 pass, the Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, one nay.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 587 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of committee substitute for Senate Bill 587 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hear no objection. The effective date clause is adopted.
House Bill number 1021 by the Rules Committee, an act granting authority to the Alaska Renewable Resources Corporation to exceed investment limits by investing $3,500,000 in Ball Brothers Incorporated and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with a new title and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Ray and Hackney signed no recommendation. Senators Holman and Bennett signed do pass.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and House Bill 1021 be considered engrossed advance. I'm sorry, there was a committee substitute.
There's a committee substitute.
There's a committee substitute to adopt, and I think we better call the Senate. I
Okay.
Do you want to advance on to other bills while we're waiting for the call to be satisfied? Madam Secretary,
yes.
We have to adopt.
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and first supplemental calendar be adopted.
Hear no objection, so ordered.
You want to advance to that?
What the?
Which one? Yes.
Yes, we withdrew the just hold. The call was just on that bill. So I think there's going to be a call that we probably might just as well wait and get them all in. Senate, please come to order.
You ready on 1021 now? Oh, I thought we'd
stopped it. We'd moved on to, Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I move and ask the Senate for adoption of the Finance Committee report.
Hearing no objection, so ordered.
For House Bill number 1021 by the Finance Committee, an act creating the Alaska Development Authority, consolidating certain state loan programs and placing those loan programs under the administration of the Alaska Development Authority, eliminating the lending powers of certain state agencies relating to loans which the Alaska Development Authority may make, providing for the financing of certain state loans by the issuance of revenue bonds, creating in the Department of Revenue a division of collection for delinquent state loans, and providing for an effective date. I have three amendments that have just been sent out to be duplicated.
Are they
distributed? I don't even have them right now.
This one. Go ahead, Madam Secretary. What's...
Huh? Amendment number one by Senator Bradley, page 37, line 28. After the word was...
Page 37, line 28.
Page 37, line 28. After the word was, delete the remainder of the line and substitute under honorable conditions. It would then read, whose discharge was under honorable conditions. On page 38, line 6, the same thing. After the word was, delete the remainder of the line and substitute under honorable conditions. His discharge was under honorable conditions.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, I move the adoption of an amendment. The purpose of this amendment is to make it consistent with SB 1 language.
Hearing no objection, amendment number one is adopted.
Amendment number two by Senator Ziegler. On page 41 and 44, on page 41, delete all of line 5.
Senator Ziegler.
I think in this particular instance, it's all we're trying to do, or all I'm trying to do, is get the Alaska Power Authority out from under this omnibus umbrella. We can take these four provisions as one amendment. That's what they are, substantially.
What do you say?
If the Secretary...
So that would be on page 41, delete all of line 5, page 44, delete all of line 12, page 44 on line 20, after the word act, insert other than the Alaska Power Authority. On page 44 on line 25, after the word act, insert other than the Alaska Power Authority. It removes the Alaska Power Authority in all those lines.
Senator Ziegler, you have the floor.
Mr. President, I move the adoption.
Objection noted.
First of all, I don't want to get crosswise with Senator Sumner or Senator Sackett, but what you are doing by including the, by keeping or retaining the Alaska Power Authority in your package, you are, upon the advice of Mr. Yule and my city manager, putting a gray cloud upon the title of all those hydroelectric powers which are now underway. And not only for Black Bear, Swan Lake, and Tyee Lake, but there may be others in the state of which I am unaware. I understand from Senator Sumner that he proposes to propose an amendment, the Third Amendment, which would seek to mitigate my complaint. However, I don't think that's going to be quite good enough for me, and I would appreciate taking out the Alaska Power Authority and leaving everything else in, unless somebody has an objection to it. I fear that you're hurting a lot of bona fide valid projects by the retention of this language in the bill.
President. Senator Kutula.
I rise to support Senator Ziegler's amendment. Self-explanatory. I don't think there's any reason to put the last power authority under a double review in any way. It comes back to legislature to review when it does.
Senator Sumner, you wish the floor.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, part of the goal of this piece of legislation is to be able to sell all of the bonds that would otherwise be tax exempt under the one umbrella. And for the purposes of this sale, we would be able to include 25% of the total issue of projects or programs that would not otherwise be tax exempt, and that this
project or this technique is being done currently in the bond market. Testimony before the committee indicates that it can be done and is being done. And what we would, I would propose to do is rather than take the power authority out, and it's not our goal or intent to try to divert the bond sales or to cloud them in any way of the ones that have been proposed or the ones that are underway, and that we could do this with an effective date or the amendment of effective date or any other specific amendment for which someone might propose. But I've asked Senator Rohde to assist in the preparation of that amendment. He has done that, and it is on the Secretary's desk. But that amendment would take away any liability or any cloud on any existing or proposed bond sales or bond issues.
Senator Ziegler.
I still urge the adoption of my amendment because experts such as Eric Ewell, who's the executive director of the Alaska Power Authority, says that you're jeopardizing everything that's ongoing, irrespective of other amendments, by the inclusion of these projects. And I don't think it's fair, I don't think it's right, and I don't think it's necessary that the Power Authority be included in this bill.
Senator Holman.
Hydroelectric development of the state, as I understand it, and I stand to be corrected, but is contemplating the sale of somewhere around $500 million in bonds. $500 million is a round figure. The 25% other project funding that's allowed under IRS regulations would mean that we could attach approximately $125 million and receive that through the sale of the bond proceeds. That could be used for projects that don't qualify by themselves for tax-exempt funding and could be utilized for such things as business loans, residential development, and so forth. The cost of that money to the state would be, at, according to testimony received in our free conference hearing on Senate Bill 1, anywhere from 8.15 to 8.5%. So if we don't allow for the inclusion, if we adopt the amendment and don't allow for the inclusion of the Alaska Power Authority under this umbrella approach, it means that we will lose about $125 million worth of low interest money for Alaskan development. I don't like to get crossways with my friend Senator Ziegler, but I would oppose the adoption of his amendment.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Amendment 2 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. I will change mine too. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
We'll close 11 yeas. 11 yeas, 9 nays.
And so amendment number 2 has been adopted.
Amendment number 3
no longer is applicable. Senator Sumner?
Mr. President, I would ask that amendment number 3 in this instance be withdrawn.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move the National Unanimous Consent the rules be suspended and Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 1021, amended Senate, be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, place for final passage.
We are under
Mr.
a
President,
call.
Mr. President, there's a call on it.
Are you ready for the question? The question.
I'm sorry. I have missed.
How did he get out?
Adopt the amendment.
We did adopt Senator Ziegler's amendment. Now,
I'm with you. Let's go.
You have rescinded the adoption of amendment number 2. Is that what was asked?
No, Mr. President.
I lifted the call.
I move the adoption of amendment number two.
Question. Call the House.
All right. We're done until Senator Sackett gets back. Now run this through again. We adopted your amendment. We're at ease, by the way, waiting.
We got the whole bills back. 165 and 509.
I don't know. I'm waiting for a motion. Senator Curtula?
President, I would do motion. I will remove my call out.
All right. Under those circumstances, we're now back to amendment number two. The question is, shall amendment number two be adopted? Members may proceed. Senator Homan.
I'd like to just clarify where we're at. Is this the Ziegler Amendment?
Yeah. It's the Ziegler Amendment. Senator Homan, you have the floor.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, if we don't include the power authority under this umbrella, which means that we lose 25% other project funding at the low interest rate, which Senate Bill 1 establishes at 10% for residential housing, the $125 million would approximately build 1,400 homes. If that money were available at a 2% lower cost, which is possible under this funding mechanism, that would save 1,400 Alaskan homeowners over the 30-year life of a contract, about $46,000 on each unit, or a total of $64,400,000. That's the numerical argument for why we should not adopt this amendment. We're inflicting upon the home mortgage payers of the state, an additional, in round figures, $65 million.
Senator Ziegler.
If I could make it or interject with a practical aside, it's very doubtful that this bill, should it pass the Senate, is going to receive any action by the House. I think the whole argument is academic.
Mr. President.
Yes, Senator Curtula.
Two of the legal scholars here take opposite sides in the final position, or perhaps last time they took the same sides in the count. The question is again, who can give some reasonable assurances at the time of this bill that Senator Ziegler's concerns are not valid, that it won't screw up this year's bond, $500 million worth of construction, perhaps within the next year. That's very significant, too. What are the assurances we have that his concerns are not valid, or are certainly not very valid? I don't want to sit here in conflict with an intent that George Homan has just noted. That is a very good purpose to allowing for the $125 million. I understand slightly that this could happen. But wants to say that we're not going to lose the whole $500 million construction season if we do it. That's the question we have here. It's pretty significant.
Mr. President.
Senator Sumner.
Amendment number three was on the desk for the purpose of assuring that that would not happen, in that it would set the effective date off long enough that none of the projects or none of the programs that are currently underway would be affected. So we wouldn't mess up any of the currently planned projected projects, but we could leave way for a legitimate bonding authority to go forward and go to the market, see if they can't sell them, and by this time next year we ought to have some idea or some understanding if it's a practical project or if it is not. We think it is. We think, given a chance to show it and to prove it, that it will make a substantial amount of difference.
Are you ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall amendment number two be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
Roll shows 11 yeas, 9 nays.
And so, amendment number two has been adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 1021 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Okay.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 1021, amended Senate, an act creating the Alaska Development Authority, consolidating certain state loan programs, placing those loan programs under the administration of the Alaska Development Authority, eliminating the lending powers of certain state agencies relating to loans which the Alaska Development Authority may make, providing for financing of certain state loans by the issuance of revenue bonds, creating in the Department of Revenue a division of collections for delinquent state loans, and providing for an effective date.
Question.
You ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 1021, amended by the Senate, pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
Roll shows 12 yeas, 8 nays.
And so Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 1021, amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause.
The question is, shall the effective date clause be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so, the effective date has been adopted. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I give my notice reconsideration on my vote on Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 1021 and request it be taken up at this time.
There are no objections, so ordered.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 1020, amended Senate, an act creating the Alaska Development Authority, etc. On third reading, on reconsideration.
Ready for the question. Question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 1021 as amended by the Senate, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
Roll shows 13 yeas, 7 nays.
And so Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 1021 as amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause.
The question is, shall the effective date clause on House Bill 1021 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote.
Senator Dankworth. Senator Bradley.
Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
Roll shows 20 yeas.
And so, Senate Committee substitute, or the effective date clause has been adopted. Senator Coletta?
Can you stand at ease, please?
Do you want him to sign this?
Madam Secretary.
Would you sign this? Would you give me a sheet? Can you sign this, please?
All right.
I hear we've got a big bill on 192 now. Okay. 192, I hear, so it's all right.
Okay.
No.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate rescind its action in failing to concur in committee substitute for Senate Bill 509. You should have it on your desk from this morning's action.
Could you waive engrossment on that last bill before you do that?
A motion to waive engrossment is going to be necessary, but we have this motion now in front of us. What do we do?
President, I'll withdraw that motion and make the engrossment motion. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that engrossment be waived on Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 1021. All that will allow us to do is to transmit it to the House now.
Hear no objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, is Jeanette Ease on 509?
Please come back to order. Senator Curtula, did you have an inquiry?
Yes. 509 was sent to Free Conference.
It is, and I understand that a motion to accept the other body's amendments are always in order.
Essentially discharging that committee.
You are discharging the committee by removing the object of their even meeting. Senator Coletta, did you...
Mr. President, there's a motion pending.
It hasn't been made.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede in failing to concur on the amendments to House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 509, amended House.
Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, the reason that we went into Free Conference was to allow for last on the time to at least take a look at the bill, and they have two amendments that they wish to add on there, and also give the administration some time to look at it, and both decided that they didn't want any amendments put on.
Senator Ziegler.
Parliamentary inquiry on this particular vote. The way the motion was stated, recede to concur, and he lost me someplace. Is a green light a for vote for the bill, a red light against the bill?
It would be a green light would be rescinding our previous action in failing to concur with the House amendment. Is that correct, sir? So a green light, we would rescind our action in failing to concur in the House amendments, namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 509.
Mr. President, I hate to make you run through all that again, but I want to be at ease for a minute.
All right. We could rescind our action by unanimous consent and then just vote on the merits of the bill as it stood. But if...
No, that's just... I can't put it there.
Bill. Is there any objections? Hearing none, the Senate rescinds its action, previous action, and before us at this time is the single issue. I guess it's still a recent
Senate concur.
Shall the Senate concur in the House amendments, namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 509, amended by the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does...
We got one more vote.
I think there's somebody down in the restroom.
Senator Ray.
You're right. Please come back to order.
Just in case, huh?
Excuse me. The question is, shall the Senate concur, namely in House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 509, amended by the House? Members may proceed to vote.
Senator
Does
Holman.
Any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 7 yeas, 13 nays.
And so the Senate has failed to concur in the House amendments, the House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 509, amended by the House. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate rescind its action in failing to concur to namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 165.
What is 165?
The House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 165, an act making appropriation for operating and capital expenses related to telecommunications and providing for an effective date.
Question.
I ask unanimous consent. Senator Kelly? That is the funding measure for the one we just defeated. Ask unanimous consent that we...
I ask unanimous consent
that we rescind. Hearing no objection, the Senate has rescinded its action in failing to adopt the House amendments, and we now have before us for final action. It's a concurrence, isn't it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shall
question.
Senator Collette?
Well, I'll move it at. Mr. President, I move that the House concur in the House amendments to, namely, House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 165.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments, namely, House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 165? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 10 yeas, 10 nays.
And so the Senate has failed to concur in House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 165. We now return to our calendar. Senator Curtula.
Peg will be a ruling, sir. Now, that vote then just leaves it in free conference, is that correct? Both measures. Still free conference committee.
No.
I'd have to appoint a new free conference committee because when we took that action to bring it up. Let me take a look at that one, Senator Curtula. I'll chew through it a minute.
Yeah, Mr. President, I thought too that we had discharged them, but I'm not a bit certain we have.
The fact that we defeated the motions, I'm not at all sure we have either. So please, I'll look that one up. Considering the vote that even if we haven't, it doesn't look like this. Much, Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, the last vote we took will take away opportunity for LASCOM to generate that $12 million of revenue for the company. Would you have been in free conference?
It was in free conference and we chose to rescind our action. If we succeeded, I think we would have discharged it, but I'm not sure that having failed, we discharged it. So I will investigate that one when we get.
I think we're in.
Yeah, I think you might be right, but in any case, until they come in with a free conference committee report, why, it wouldn't make much difference, considering length of time. Madam Secretary, the calendar.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 205 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the prevention and control of oil pollution and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute and reports it back as follows. Senator Sumner, Chairman, and Senators Mulcahy and Bennett signed no recommendation. Senator Dankwer signed do not pass. Senators Fahrenkamp and Curtula signed do pass. With the Senate Committee substitute. There is a Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Sumner?
I move the committee substitute, Mr. President.
Ask unanimous consent?
Ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objections, the committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 205 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the prevention and control of oil pollution and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 205 be considered in gross advance to third reading and placed for final passage.
You object to the...
I do not.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 205, an act relating to the prevention and control of oil pollution and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Question has been called for. Did you wish the floor, Senator Curtula?
Yes, Mr. President. I just signed that bill at this passage to get the floor. Question.
The question is, Senator Dankworth, you...
Just one quick comment. In relation to my committee report where I signed it, do not pass. It's not that I don't believe that we do need a tanker bill. This is important. However, I just want the Senate to know that this bill is rather comprehensive. There's some real questionable parts to it. It has never had a hearing in the Senate.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 205 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 7 nays.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 205 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause.
The question is, shall the effective date clause on Committee Substitute for House Bill 205 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote.
Senator Farrington.
Wait, Mulcahy? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the vote.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so the effective date clause has been adopted. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I give my notice of reconsideration on my vote in Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 205 and request it be taken up at this time.
There are no objections.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 205, an act relating to the prevention and control of oil pollution and providing for an effective date on third reading and reconsideration.
Question.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 205 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 5 nays.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 205 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call vote on the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 205 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Would you like to sign it?
Yes, ma'am. We can continue.
House Bill Number 949 by the Judiciary Committee, an act annulling 15 AAC 05-410-4 and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and reports back as follows. Senator Ziegler, Chairman, signed do pass. Senators Ray, Meland, and Bennett signed no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and House Bill 949 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading and placed for final passage.
Any objection?
House Bill Number 949, an act annulling 15 AAC 05-410-4 and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 949 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so House Bill 949 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on passage of House Bill 949 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clauses.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 72 by the Resources Committee, requesting the governor to take steps to prevent and mitigate the effects of the anticipated financial emergency in the fish harvesting industry in the state. The Resources Committee considered this resolution and reports it back as follows. Senator Sumner, Chairman, and Senator Dankworth signed no recommendation. Senator Curtula, Mulcahy, and Bennett signed do pass. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt HCR 72.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate adopt HCR 72? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 6 nays.
And so House Concurrent Resolution 72 has passed the Senate. Do we have another calendar?
Not ready.
You want to tell
me?
Yes.
Senator Sackett, did you wish the floor?
Yes. Mr. President, I would ask unanimous consent that the referral to finance be subject to House Bill 205.
That will be recorded in the journal. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President,
is
a supplemental printed peg?
It's not ready.
Why don't we take them one at a time as they come up?
It's almost ready if you give us a few minutes. I have a couple of special committee reports.
There's a couple of special committee reports. Daughter. Looks like you have enough to do business.
Have enough.
The call was to the end of the calendar. When it came to the end of the calendar, everybody ran for it. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate rescind its action in failing to adopt committee substitute for Senate Bill 204, amended House. Mr. President, this measure went to a free conference committee and spoken to the original sponsor. The free conference committee has not met. So in essence, we would be discharging the committee, but the bill that the House had sent over is acceptable both to the prime and subordinate sponsors of the measure.
We did not concur. And we appointed, we did not concur.
We rescind our action in failing to concur.
And then we can move and concur.
It's been moved that we rescind our action and failing to adopt the House amendments. Unanimous consent has been asked. This will bring the bill before us for regular vote. Are there any objections? Hearing none.
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely committee substitute for Senate Bill 204, amended House.
Are you ready for the question? Senator Hackney.
Of waste heat incidental to the and so forth.
Senator Coletta?
Senator Homan.
Oh, Senator Homan.
Mr. President, it should be before you. I've had it distributed, and it's listed as committee substitute for Senate Bill 204, amended House.
You're ready. Well, Senator Farenkamp.
Mr. President, just a question for information. Is this not included in the bill we've already passed?
Senator Homan.
Mr. President, not to my knowledge.
first time it's been before us. If it is included, then this has no effect. But if it isn't included, it carries an effect that's implied in the language.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall Senate concur in the House amendments, namely committee substitute for Senate Bill 204 amended by the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 5 absent.
And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendments, namely committee substitute for Senate Bill 204 amended by the House. Do we have any further business?
Well, we have some special committee reports if you think the bill. If you want to.
Do you want to take the special committee reports now, or do you want to wait until you have a little more people?
That's on 192 in those. No, we need to go in the morning.
I think we should just stand it. Senator, please come back to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, unless there are announcements, I plan to place a recess motion. I'll preface the recess motion with an explanation. We plan to recess to a call of the chair and stay open with the skeleton crew to receive messages from the other house. There will be no actions taken other than receipt of materials from the other house and from free conference committees. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate recess to a